USA Radio News.
U.S. intelligence officials are evaluating the potential national security risks caused by former President Donald Trump keeping top secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago home, according to a letter obtained by Politico that was sent to top lawmakers by Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines. Appears to be the first acknowledgement by U.S. intelligence of the potential harm caused by the missing documents. Senator Patrick Leahy.
Nobody in this country is above the law, whether they're president, former president, or anybody else.
The letter also came on the same day a federal judge partially unsealed the affidavit, revealing that prosecutors believed he was hiding top secret documents. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Los Angeles health officials have confirmed the county's first human case of West Nile virus this year, saying six cases have been identified since late July. No specifics about the patients were released, but according to the County Department of Public Health, the victims live in the Antelope Valley, San Fernando Valley, and San Gabriel Valley. Most of the patients were hospitalized in late July and early August, and all are recovering, according to the county. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula, Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a month-long voluntary recall and shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has been a vocal leader pushing for President Biden to approve $50,000 in student loan forgiveness, has called out Mitch McConnell, who stated that President Biden's student loan forgiveness is, quote, astonishingly unfair. Warren tweeted, quote, Senator McConnell graduated from a school that costs $330 a year. Today, it costs over $1,200. He can spare us the lecture on fairness, end quote. This comes all after President Biden announced a student loan forgiveness plan.
We will forgive $10,000 in outstanding federal student loans. In addition, students who come from low-income families, which allowed them to qualify to receive a Pell Grant, will have their debt reduced to $20,000. Both of these targeted actions are for families who need it the most.
The Border Patrol says one of its agents rescued an infant and a toddler who were left alone by migrant smugglers in western Arizona's Organ Pipe Caucus National Monument. A migrant in a group of border crossers arrested alerted an agent to the children's location. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.